We all saw the same thing, but we saw different tables.
Right, when did it happen?
About 11:30. I think it was the 28th of July, 1989. This place called Topley Pike.
Yes.
Between Buxton and Basel.
Yeah, fine, okay.
Yeah.
And you're in your car with your wife and two children?
Mm. Well, the children, they were older teenagers.
They were teenagers, yeah, yeah. Was it a country road or?
Yeah, well, you know the road A6
yeah.
from Buxton. Mm. It was about 4 miles outside Buxton. There's a quarry on the right hand side.
Oh yes.
Topley Pike Quarry.
Yes.
You go up a little hill.
I was past there just a few.
Well, as we was going past the quarry, I could see a searchlight shining through the top of the trees. We thought it was a wood.
Yeah.
It's high up into the. Found out since it's not, it's hill. But there's a few trees on the top and I could see a light shining through it. My wife was asleep, my youngest son was asleep, my oldest son, who was both looking at this light as we were driving along. What's that? Because it's not the moon, it's too bright. Mm. Up the hill, around the corner, and there it was, just a bit of trees. The searchlight had gone out, but there were four lights in the diamond shape. Two red ones, back and front, and two blue-green. Yeah, one blue-green there, one blue-green there. So we stopped underneath it, right? The traffic disappears, no traffic, it's gone. Can't hear the car engine, but it's still running. Right, perfectly silent. There's a sound anyway. The wife, I let my wife up. The oldest son, waking the youngest son up. And we just looked, we sat there 5-10 minutes just looking at it. But after it had gone, my wife said it was beautiful, but she wouldn't tell me why. And she was very frightened because she said the bushes were waving at the side of the train, at the side of the car. Mm. And the bushes at the side of the car. We've been back since. There's a low wall, not like that.
Yeah.
And there's a drop down into a ravine, and there's trees growing there. But she said she could see bushes being in a cornfield, and the corn was swaying.
Mm.
She was terrified, and she still is. Mm. She hates me to talk about this.
Did you suffer in any way? Headaches, anything like that?
This is the recording. Well, we went to Italy. We went to Lido di Gesù in Italy. Now, the week before we got to the hotel, we had a strange fire. But the only thing...
Who had a strange fire?
The hotel we was going to had a strange fire. And the only thing it destroyed was our booking records. So when we got there, they didn't know what we'd booked. And so they threw all four of us into one room for a night. Right, and I thought, all right, better fight. The next morning when we get up, on my bed sheet, where I was sleeping, there was a blood mark about the size...
A what mark?
A blood mark about the size of a ten pence coin.
Uh-huh.
Chest high.
Yeah.
Right, nothing about it, right? I stretched myself. My son's ears started bleeding.
Did you have any marks on your body?
Yeah, but that came later. This was going, now we hadn't seen anything, right, going. This was when we just got to Lido. We saw this on the way home, but we saw... But at the end of the first week, I started to get a tan. Right? But on the shoulder...
Was this before the UFO incident?
Before the UFO. Before we saw the UFO. Right?
Uh-huh.
At the end of the first week, I started to get tanned, because it was hot. I got a handprint on my shoulder. Four fingers. Three long ones. One short one. As if something had done that to restrain over the shoulder, but it had only got three... Very long fingers, and the end of the central finger, it was like a diamond shape. At the end of the central finger, it came down like that. It went up like that, and there was a piece going down. Like that.
Mm.
I've got a photo of it. When we came back, you know Mel, it used to be.
Mm.
Mel Grant, he took a photo of it. Now this is when we came back. I'd been sunburned, it was still visible. So I've got those photos.
Mm.
Now, do you know Henry as a Vidal?
Yes,
Armand Victorian, as he calls himself now.
That's Armand Victorian, no more.
He says it looked like a restraint mark.
Yeah.
No, we don't know. But I've been under hypnosis. Mel tried to get me under hypnosis. Because he does hypnosis, doesn't he? He couldn't get me under, couldn't get my wife under. Henry got somebody from Chesterfield. They couldn't get me under. Every time to get myself on, I start shaking. Whole body shakes.
Mm-hmm.
It's So I started going up to Quest, Leeds, Tony Dodd, and Joyce. Joyce at Quest, she tried to get me under, saying again, my body shakes, but cannot get anything out of it. That's why.
You've been programmed.
My wife, you know, took my wife up independent from me.
Yeah.
Mel had never got anywhere near Linda, she wouldn't go at all. Right? Joyce got her under, she got her to the spot, round the corner, she described a round object. It's a beautiful light, so around it. This is why she said it was beautiful.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
And as soon as Joyce tried to step any further, her heart started pounding, and she came out with herself. Not get any further.
Yeah.
I saw that one. I don't see them. Because I'm tempted actually to write over to one of the chaps in the States to see if they prepare to have a go at it. I don't know. What's your opinion of that?
Well, there's plenty of people in England, but...
Yeah, but we seem to be stuck, don't we?
Pardon?
We seem to be stuck. We get to one point and everything stops. I had a talk to Mel a few weeks ago. As we was coming back from Manchester Airport, we come over Cap and Fiddle Road. Do you know that?
Yeah.
And just on the Cap and Fiddle Road, there was some traffic lights. They was doing some road work on a corner. And they put the lights off. It was a very narrow, twisted road.
Yeah.
And we sat there. 5 minutes, more than 5 minutes, on a red bloody light, and was on his own, and I got very nervous. We all locked the doors, right? The lights changed to green, we went round that corner, and there was two red lights going like hell up the hill in front of us. We were the only car there, waiting, but when we went round the corner, something else was in front of us. Now Mel thinks that may be the start of it.
Have you had any, strange occurrences with electrical phenomena?
Since?
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe what's happened to you. Alright, I'll see you. Here you go.
Yeah.
The wife gets in, we've moved actually. The wife gets in red lights in the bedroom and hearing noises. And I haven't seen any lights myself, but I have heard things being dragged around the house. And everything in the house. At the moment, everybody keeps coming. They're coming to repair the washer. They've come today to repair the chair. Yeah. Right. Look. Everything's going on. We've lived in the house, the bungalow we're in now, we've lived there 2.5 years, and I'm disabled with my back. DHSS suddenly decided to send the shadows to the old address because the computer's gone up the creek. My son went to the telly the other month in the kitchen, and all they did was that, and the old picture just collapsed into the middle of the screen. They come back on again, they just collapse.
Yeah.
But in the house, electrical wise, we get a strange buzzing. It lasts about 2 or 3 minutes. And it moves from thing to thing. It's not the same thing. The washer might do it one day. A light switch in another room the other day. It can move out from thing to
thing. Yeah. I'll have a longer chat to you.
I woke up one night and I could hear something walk. Our bedroom's 17 foot long, and something walked from the window all the way till I lost it as it went over here. Now my old middle son, who wasn't with us this night, I told him about it, and he said, "You're dreaming, Dad." 2 weeks later, he'd come in the bedroom at 2 o'clock. "Dad, he can't wake up, somebody's upstairs."
Oh.
Of course, he goes up there. And
so you had strange things happening to you before you actually had this UFO incident.
This is happening now. Oh,
before you saw the object, because you said you went out to Italy, was it?
We went out to Italy in 88, this happened in 89, but the handprint in that was where I was on holiday. We saw the UFO when we came back on the 28th of July. But things happened to us before that. In 88, my wife woke up about 2 o'clock one morning, she said the bedroom was lit up red. And she got out of bed, and she walked to the window, and as she opened the curtain, it went big fast. One of the neighbours phoned us the next day and said that at 6 o'clock that morning, the house at the bottom of the street burst into flames. Then the wife knows it was 2 o'clock when she got up. The young couple, the other side of the house, they were woke up at 2 o'clock with a white light shining in the And the wife was ill, very ill. That it didn't happen. I think it was the beginning of 88 week. The August of 80 is when we first went to war.
Yeah.
She didn't know what was wrong. The doctors confirmed the children. That's. getting all sorts. There's a lot of things, there's a lot of, I've had blood where you shouldn't have blood. There's a lot of things.
Hmm.
And marks on the body. The wife had three bruises up there. One, two, three. Don't ask me, so I'm not sure, but they're still there. Now they appeared the first week he was in leaving. As if somebody had gone right out with three fingers and bruised. It's still there now.
Hmm. Had any circles at all? Circular marks or not?
No, I've had cuts on the ankles.
Hmm.
That's one of the words, because I don't know why I still do it, because I shouldn't really see them. 2 years, it's just a bit of a past.
Right.
You switch it off here.